Hey, my loves. Welcome back to the Mindfulness Minutes podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Niche. And today's episode is going to be about five concepts that help us increase our mindfulness daily. I actually love that these concepts are called the five remembrances, because I think there are things that we've come in contact with before, but because of our daily objectives, important S on our mind, or just human error, we forgot them. And so it's not a teaching, it's a reminding. And I think once you can meditate on these daily, even I don't, but if you can, you really understand why we're just reminding you. It's just a reminder, and it lets you live more mindfully. So, our first one is, I am of the nature to grow old. I cannot escape old age. 2, I am of the nature to get sick. I cannot avoid sickness. 3, I am of the nature to die. I cannot escape death. 4, everyone I love is of the nature to change. I cannot escape being separated from them. And 5, any action of mine, good or bad, I become their heir. So going to our first one, old age, getting old, especially with women, you'll see so many beauty advertisements about anti-aging creams, anti-aging sunscreens, crow's feet serums. And I think it's really our attachment to this idea that we won't grow old. Yeah, she has wrinkles, but that won't be me. And what this remembrance is truly saying is, it will be. It will be you, but that's okay because you are of the nature to do it and you cannot escape it. And I remember there was this like beauty cream a few years ago that was always sold out because this lady did a TikTok on it. And I think the idea was essentially you put it on and it sort of glues your saggy skin, lifts it up, but only for the day. So when you go home, you wash it off, your skin drops, and it's you and your wrinkles, your crow's feet, your skin, and you go to bed, and it's okay. I think another instance of people kind of accepting what it is I noticed that, especially with women, when they start to get those gray roots, a lot of women actually just dye their hair gray. It'll be like a platinum gray. They'll have a few highlights, but they'll just dye it all. Even if it wasn't over all of their strands, they're just dyeing it all. And it's just them accepting, probably. And also, it's probably more cost efficient to not rinse every month and just to dye it all. But this is not to say that knowing this takes away all of the stress with aging. Of course, it is in our human nature to kind of just want for the old. You know, we want to return back to our high school body. We want to return back in time to change some things. It's normal and it happens and it will continue to happen. And I also don't think it erases the more serious aging concerns like health issues, aching bones, having to use a walker or a cane. But I think what it does is places acceptance in our hearts, because if we meditate on this, we'll be aware that it's a part of our living experience. It's literally going to come. There is no way to escape it. It's a part of the experience, and I can't get rid of it. So how are you accepting that? Even me now, I'm in my 20s and my knees crack. And I think it's because I run so much and there is a method to running. You know, there's a technique. But I don't like it. I don't like it at all. If I could go back to my high school knees, we would be having a whole different conversation. But all about age, that's what that remembrance is about. In our second one, I am of the nature to get sick. I cannot avoid sickness. And in the self-care community and also the Buddhist community, I believe there is a concept called the non, N-O-N, toothache. I like to use the non-common cold because I think a lot of people have experienced a toothache, but I think every human being has experienced a common cold. I mean, it's common, like it happens. And common colds stay in our bodies and they just lay dormant. So if someone around us sneeze, it's right back. It was just triggered. So the non-common cold analogy is when you get sick and you have the sore throat and you're losing your sense of taste and your sense of smell, you reflect on the days when you did have your sense of taste and your sense of smell. But the thing is, we only do that when we're sick. So we don't, on a good and perfectly normal day, perfectly healthy day, we often don't be cognizant of how important it is to have our sense of smell, or how important it is to have our sense of taste, or to have a throat that's not sore. And this remembrance is pretty much saying, do that. Be appreciative of your body when it's healthy. And also, what are you associating with your body being healthy, with you feeling good? So for me, when I feel A1, like 90% to 100% good, I do yoga, I go on my jog, I cook meals and more than one. Also, just a quick disclaimer, if you cook 3 meals a day, you deserve an award. I'm talking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and meals, not just oatmeal, you know, even though I do love oatmeal. If you cook 3 meals a day, like I'm talking pancakes and sausage with a little scrambled egg. For lunch, you have a shrimp taco. For dinner, you have a salmon with glazed honey. Like, you deserve an award. And you also deserve compensation. Man or woman or non-binary individual, y'all are the real ones, because getting through 2 meals is too much for me. But anyway, when I feel good, I cook more than one meal. You know, I'm adding the veggies. It's a colorful meal. And I'm trying to be cognizant of that every day. I'm doing my body scans. When I don't feel good, I'm a couch potato. I'm binging Netflix. I'm not reading as much as I should. I'm not jogging. I may do a quick quarter mile walk when normally I do a mile and a half. So how are we doing this daily? If you're able to be cognizant of your body when it's healthy, which is more times than you're sick, hopefully, that's good. Because when a lot of people had COVID and they were losing their sense of smell, and hopefully you guys got it back. A lot of people never got it back. I'm so sorry. But when we were losing our sense of smell, it was, I missed the way that the soap smells in the tub. I missed the way that my deodorant smells. When do you stop and literally smell the roses? That is what this remembrance is all about. When do you appreciate it when it's not taken from you? So I love that one, actually. This next one is, of course, the morbid one. And I'm sorry if my speaking is like a little loud. It's because I'm actually using my mic. This is what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted great audio, and I'm giving it. But our third one is about death. And I think probably about 75% of our worry about our own death is the fact that it's unknown. I think Betty White called it the gift, you know? It's a gift that people are given, but no one knows what it is. And so just being a human being in the era of so much technology, if I want to know something, I can look it up on YouTube. I can look it up on Google. I can ask an expert. If you want to know about death, you have to literally do it. And then I can't come back and share it with you. And so I think that's where most of it comes from. We don't know. And that's where anxiety comes. If I don't know, I worry. Now I'm worried and I'm stressed and I'm this and I'm that. But I think the purpose of this remembrance is not to stress you out, is to say, now that you meditate on this daily, I think it's trying to make you come to a realization that life is short, something we already knew, but we don't sit down and reflect on that as often. Many times we think about death is when someone dies and when someone gets sick. We don't think about that daily. And so if you're only experiencing that rarely, one time out of the year, once every 5 years, and of course, your relationship with it is different. But if I'm reflecting on this daily, I will. You know, it will come my time. So how am I living my life to the fullest? How am I having really great relationships, treating people the way that they should be treated, the way that I want to be treated? Being kind to strangers, being kind to people who aren't kind to me. I think that's what it's all about. Because I know that my life ends, I'm living it with dignity. We carefree, we're bungee jumping, especially after quarantine. People were traveling, bungee jumping, skydiving, all of these bucket list type of things they were doing daily just because they had to come to the realization you're in the house with your thoughts. What better time is it? So that is number three. Our fourth one is similar with death, but it's about individuals that you love dying and relationships changing. And normally when we think about the changing of relationships, we're hoping that it's by choice. But I think this one is specifically talking about when it's not and when it's permanent. And when I seen this one, I thought about when individuals see others experiencing, you know, the highest form of grief, a mother, a father, a partner, they say things like, oh, I pray that's not me, or I hope that's not me. But what this remembrance is saying is it will be, you know, hopefully it's not the highest form. Maybe your partner will go after you, maybe, but it will happen. And so how are you treating individuals so that you don't have regrets when they go? How are you being mindful? Sometimes, because I meditate on this, there are some arguments that I don't have. You know, I'm choosing to be the bigger person because I know sometimes you can't control your emotions and you do say things that hurt. And you don't want that to be the last conversation. Or there are instances where there may be something that someone wants you to do, something that is priceless, and you're rushing, or maybe sit still and put that puzzle together with your niece. Why not? You know, you don't know if that's the last time you will see her or she will see you. And you don't want that last memory to be, oh, I wish I would have just did the puzzle. I had the time. So that's what this is all about. Since we know that we care about these people and these relationships mean a lot to us, how are we showing that? Don't just show it at their homegoing. Show it daily so that when it's time, you say, I love them with everything I had. I didn't have anything else. Grief is the final act of love. So when I'm grieving, I'm just exuding all of this love. No regret, no remorse. I should have, I could have. Because you were mindful. That's what that remembrance is about. Things change. Things are impermanent. We are impermanent. Our relationships. But let's live it to the fullest. and let's be mindful of how we're treating our loved ones. Our last one, any action of mine, good or bad, I become their heir. What this means is, for every action, there is a reaction. It doesn't matter if you're eating an Oreo, the reaction is that your sugar levels are up. It doesn't matter if you ate an apple, the reaction is that your digestive system is going good. Any action has a reaction. Old folktales used to say a lot of parents' karma is their firstborn. I don't know. I'm childless. Childless with a T. But what I do know is that anything that is a part of your energetic being, it comes back to you. And some people are mindful of that and they say, I'm going to cuss her out anyway because this is my last straw. As long as you're okay with that karma coming back to you of using that mindless speech, that is okay. But are you mindful? Do you know that every action has a reaction? Do you know that after you cuss her out, you may go outside and you trip? Like, if you're okay with that, then we're all good. That's what that is about. So when you do something, it comes back to you. Good, bad, indifferent, it does. And those are our five remembrances. And so, like I said, if you have the time to meditate on these daily, do so. I think they allow us to be more mindful. They allow us to remember that everything is impermanent. That doesn't mean to be morbid. That means I choose to act differently because I know this. So, until next time, tell me how it worked for you in the review boxes. I think Spotify has like a panel or whatever. But let me know how it worked for you. And until next time, loves, enjoy and give yourself some grace. Bye-bye.